Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney campaigns alone in the swing state of Florida today after 2 days of joint appearances with his newly selected running mate, Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan. Their joint campaign swing ended last night in Ryan's home state.
My veins run with cheese, bratwurst, and a little spotted cow, Lonnie's, and some Miller.
The Romney-Ryan Republican ticket received enthusiastic welcomes in Wisconsin and North Carolina yesterday, but the impact of the Paul Ryan selection in the swing state of New Hampshire could be questionable. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
4 years ago, Barack Obama barely won the town of Kensington. If Mitt Romney is to take New Hampshire out of the president's column this year, one way to do it is to win over working-class voters in places like Kensington. On a rainy Sunday morning, it seems like everyone in town is at the Country Brook Cafe. Many have come in pickup trucks. The people running the cafe don't want the customers disturbed during breakfast, so they ask that I interview people on the deck outside as they leave. No one thinks Paul Ryan will make any difference in this race. George McGowan is a retired construction worker from Seabrook, a nearby town that McCain barely won. McGowan moved there from Massachusetts. He's not being swayed by Romney's choice of Ryan, but he was already backing the president.
I'm a part of the middle class, and the middle class is being crushed by people like Romney.
The choice of Ryan as a running mate hurts Mitt Romney's standing with Marcel Wirth from Exeter. That's a town that went overwhelmingly for Barack Obama in the last election. Earlier this year, Republicans in Congress supported a bill that would have allowed employers to withhold medical coverage for birth control. At first, Romney said he was against the measure, but later his campaign said he was for it. Wirth sees Romney as being against birth control, and she sees the choice of Ryan, a conservative Catholic, as proof.
I don't like the fact that he's against contraception, and to me, that's not his business.
Peter O'Dowd is from Seabrook. He also moved there from Massachusetts. He works in IT. He's found the last 4 years unsure, he says, and he's not inclined to support either the president or Romney. The vice presidential pick doesn't change that.
The vice president to me is not an important choice.
But for most voters, exit polls suggest the choice of a vice presidential candidate is an important one. In 2008, most voters polled said that John McCain's choice of Sarah Palin was a factor in their vote. But it might not be a factor important enough to tip the election. Among voters who said Palin was a factor, most voted for McCain. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.